Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. We'll start and end with politics, including the United Nations, but on the Trump beat, on the Trump docket, right down the street here, right down Center Street, the trial is still on for March 25th. There was a request to have it adjourned pending the Supreme Court arguments on presidential immunity. No ruling on that, and therefore a filing saying kind of a modified or not really, not the full kahuna of advice of counsel defense for President Trump. In Delaware, there will be a status conference in the Hunter Biden case, maybe setting a trial date, down there. Now, in real, right here in ASDNY, we wrote last night that Charles McGonigal, sentenced to 50 months, and with his surrender date coming close, has requested through his counsel, former EDNY U.S. Attorney Seth Ducharme, has requested an 11-week adjournment, postponement of self-surrender. No ruling yet on that by Judge Reardon, but that's in there. The trials have worn down. The Honduras trial, which I'll get to in a moment, is over. The Lamour Whitehead trial is over. There's ICOMTEX. It's a crypto fraud trial, and it's coming to a close. There'll be closing arguments today, and we will be there. On the Honduras front, we wrote a story, believe it or not, even though the trial ended Friday, because we've been hearing various things, and you can find them. Some of them are behind. Some of them are, you'll see. Some of them are in the book, but some are, there's an update to it, narco-drama. I guess one thing I can say is that, I mean, the jury, is now my understanding, they took their job seriously. I understand that the wife of the president, Anna, has not only announced that she's going to run for office, but is also saying that the jury was, you know, not impartial. My understanding is quite different. Actually, it was a closer call. Whether they'll use that on their appeal, I don't know. Speaking of appeals, actually, yesterday there was the appeal in the Second Circuit, not far from here, of Ghislaine Maxwell on the issue of whether the Alex Acosta non-prosecution agreement with Jeffrey Epstein covered her and made the whole prosecution was wrong and she should be released from prison in Florida. Things didn't seem to go that well for her, for her lawyer. The three-judge panel had a lot of questions and said, like, basically Acosta couldn't bind the entire country. They sort of are claiming that he could. In any event, they took it under advisement. I'm now going to do the Honduras in Spanish. Días después del verdicto en el juicio de Juan Orlando Hernández, estamos escuchando cosas que, bueno, la esposa Ana dice que el jurado no fue imparcial. No creo. Estoy oyendo que sí se tomaron muy serio. En fin, era una decisión frescana, no sé cómo decir. Pero lo puede ver online en el libro Narcodrama. Ahora, ella dice que va a buscarse el presidente. Tenemos una pregunta a Naciones Unidas. ¿Cómo ayudó a Juan Orlando Hernández en su segundo turno para como legitimarlo? Quizás para ayudar a Ana, no se sabe. Muy corrupto es Naciones Unidas. You can understand that. In English, very corrupt the United Nations. So every question we put in, they don't answer. They take questions from their friends at China State Media and others. But we'll continue to push on all fronts. Inner City Press, we will not rest. A continuación.